Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
It is morning in America. Let's say it's a Wednesday. The first Wednesday of the month, to be more specific. Soon, alarms will go off in communities across this great land, as happens on the first Wednesday of every month. It is a test. There is no emergency. Or is there? Could this actually be a siren call to the cattle industry throughout this great land that bovine viral diarrhea virus, commonly known as BVDV, indeed represents an emergency? And now one strain, type 1B, grows into an even greater threat. Day by day, week by week, first Wednesday of the month by first Wednesday of the month, type 1B threatens every animal's performance. Ask your veterinarian about incorporating Pyramid plus Pre-Sponse SQ and Express FP into your protocols. They are the only vaccines specifically labeled for today's most prevalent BVDV strain and provide relentless protection. Pyramid plus Pre-Sponse SQ and Express FP available every day, not just Wednesdays.
Well, each and every day we get just a little bit closer to spring. Although we may not see any cotton planted for another 90 days, producers are likely to be in the process of picking out their seed varieties and praying for this drought to subside. With Oklahoma's cotton trial results in, producers can look at what worked and what didn't. I had the opportunity to speak with Seth Bird, Cooperative Extension agronomist at Oklahoma State, about what this year's crop tells us about the future.
Yeah, we got the yields out probably back in January. And, you know, it was kind of like we thought. It was variable. It really reflected the weather we had in the year, and we lost some trials. So the majority of our trials were going to be focused in the Southwest. We had one up in Canute. So that was our West Central location, dryland trial. And, you know, our drylands did okay. I think most times if you get a bell and a half dryland in a lot of places, you're probably happy with it.
Ultimately, Bird says dry land cotton yields were good, while irrigated cotton yields were variable.
You know, we've got one that's in the irrigation district, but this is one of those years where being in the irrigation district probably didn't mean the same thing it does in most other years. There was a limited water. I think this particular field got two irrigation events. So it was a very unique year, you know, to look at the variety performance across, you know, again, mostly the southwest part of the state. Our quality really was pretty good. This past year, most trials, the average mic was in that sort of premium range, which is always nice to see. So no super low mic. One of our earlier planting trials had some low mic issues, and that really reflects those sort of delayed maturity conditions we saw throughout May. But overall, you know, the quality was good. The yields were good. And so it was everybody always says every year is different, and that's for sure. And our trials always sort of reflect that.
Looking ahead, one of the biggest factors that everybody has to consider is the drought.
It all goes back to two things. First of all, it goes back to mitigating risk. You know, I'd say that more often than not, we would probably like to have more moisture in Oklahoma, at least in the cotton area, than we have. So this isn't necessarily unfamiliar territory. It certainly is getting borderline ridiculous, but it's not completely unfamiliar. But, you know, we're still a long ways away. We got maybe another 90 days before we see a lot of cotton start getting planted. So the only thing I can think of is there's still plenty of time to rain.
To hear my complete cotton conversation with OSU's Seth Bird, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
If you're looking for a chance to improve the genetics in your cattle herd, you need to check out the 2022 Express Ranches Spring Bull Sale coming up Friday, March 4th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 433 Angus, 51 Hereford Bulls will sell. Top genetics from both breeds will be featured. You can go to expressranches.com to view a catalog and videos of the animals selling. Express Ranches Spring Bull Sale Friday, March 4th at the ranch, Yukon. More info at expressranches.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.